Welcome back to Robbie and Rex Road. Joe Rex Road, Mark Howard today. Elijah Campbell producing. Want to let you know that when the Preds have a weekday game this season, it's your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click. Brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. So if you guess a Preds player scores a goal in the game that night, you win a prize pack. The next chance to participate is Monday morning at 8:45. The Preds will be taking on the Chicago Blackhawks that night. And right now on the show, Mark, very excited to welcome in Shea Ralph, new women's basketball coach at Vanderbilt. It's been, I'm sure, quite a whirlwind for Shea. We appreciate you joining us, Shea. How are you? And how has this week gone for you?
Well, hi, Bill. I'm so happy to be joining you guys this morning. Thank you so much. I'm doing great. I mean, this is probably been the best week of my life, aside from getting married and having a baby. But I'm just so happy to be here. Everyone's been so welcoming, and I'm enjoying every second.
So I know that you obviously had, first of all, just being in the game, you had probably a feel for a lot of programs around the country. But obviously, your husband has been an assistant at Vanderbilt, so you had maybe some intel anyway on what Vanderbilt is as a university athletic department. And you mentioned in your presser, Shea, that you know his first reaction was no brainer on this job. Was there any time a big life decision is made? You got the list of pros and cons, things like that. Like, was there any wrestling with this, or you know, was it that simple?
You know, I'm sure it's hard to believe, but it really was that simple. I have been here quite a few times. My husband and I have been together for 20 years. So close to 20 years. So I came up while he was an assistant and, you know, saw the things that he was doing, witnessed the people a little bit, got a feel for the campus. And it was like, wow, you guys have this. We don't even have all of this at Connecticut, you know? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, once I got immersed in this process, and the job became available, every single person I spoke to talked about their investment in the women's basketball program, talked about their desire for it to reach excellence. And it just seems like there's so much support around it that, you know, it's hard to not want to be part of this, you know?
We're speaking to newly minted Vanderbilt women's basketball coach, Shea Ralph. And Shea, what is the single most important thing you need to get accomplished on the front end of this job?
I have to get the right people in place on my staff. That's important. And, I mean, there's 1 and 1A. So my team, getting to know my team, building that bond with my team, our commits that are coming in, getting to know them, their families, and establishing right away a consistency of a relationship and letting them know who I am so they feel comfortable. You know, they've been through a lot over the last couple of weeks and the last couple of years. And so it's important to me that I express to them my desires and my vision of what we're going to do here at Vanderbilt, that I'm consistent in how I show that to them, and that I put the people in place around them that can help them.
How important is it in these times, and I'm talking about really recent times, managing the transfer portal, coming and going?
You probably talk to any coach, and I don't know that you can manage it. This year has just been, I mean, an unbelievable year when it comes to the transfer portal and all the things that come along, right? So COVID has created this extra year of eligibility, you know, on top of all the other rule changes that are coming down the pipe. I think the transfer portal is going to create a situation where it's going to change the face of college athletics a little bit in the way that people recruit. That is important, and, you know, we are looking at that right now, but that's not 1 and 1A, right? So it's going to be a recruiting tool down the road. But at the same time, I'm not looking to make a quick fix here. So, I'm going to bring the right people in that can help our team and that will be the right kind of person that is going to elevate this program.
Talking to new Vanderbilt women's basketball coach, Shea Ralph. Well, let's get into the rule a little bit, because obviously, as you mentioned, Shea, I mean, the one-time transfer rule is here. What do you think that will do? I think there's strong arguments on both sides of that, but where do you come down on that, and what do you think the effect will be?
I think that there's always – every situation is different, And I think sometimes people view transferring as not always a positive thing. I'm the kind of person, and I was the same way in college, when you make a decision, you stay committed to it. But everybody's story is different. That doesn't always mean there's a negative situation behind the transfer. So I think as coaches, we just have to look at it and decide, you know, is this something that we want to do with our team? Is this something that we need on our team? Does this person fit into our team? It just creates another layer to the recruiting process. But, you know, it's difficult because at the same time, I know I've spoken to other coaches, and in the springtime, they felt like they might have to recruit their own players to stay. So there is this layer of okay, this could happen every year. It could happen where you bring kids in. It could happen where kids leave your team. And that can be an uncomfortable thing for coaches.
Shay, what about around here, Gina Wariema is kind of like Darth Vader, especially the Lady Vols fans. How much fun was it, though, during the salad days, of Gino and Pat Summitt, and just how great a rivalry was it?
You know, when you're in those moments, I played here a few times in Tennessee versus Pat Summitt and her team, and when I started playing at Connecticut, Tennessee was the team to beat. And those rivalries were so much fun to be part of, but you don't realize as a young kid what you're involved in, and looking back, you know, however many thousand, 20,000 people in the stands in the women's basketball game, the tight games, the players that I played against, was historic. And we really miss her. But the great thing about women's basketball, and I think we witnessed this over the last couple of months, is there are so many great coaches in our game now that are elevating the game, the players, the development of the players, the kinds of games that we're watching. And I'm hoping that there are rivalries across the country as we move forward in this game that will equal that kind of attention and that kind of basketball game.
Well, Shay, going back to that time too, my understanding, obviously your mom was a great basketball player and I believe friends with Pat Summitt, and I've read that it was quite a recruiting battle. How close was that? Pat versus Gino for Shay Ralph. What was that like?
Well, I my mom played on the World University Games with Pat Summitt. My mother would have played in the Olympics in 78. However, she got pregnant with me and reminds me every day of the sacrifices that she made for me. But I was going to camp here, in Knoxville, here in Tennessee, with Pat Summitt's camp from about 7 years old. And Pat Summitt would sit on the edge, and I saw the team, and I interacted with them, and it was great. And I had that experience being here. But when Coach Arima called me, in June before my senior year, I knew I was going to Connecticut. So early on in my recruiting process, because my mother played at North Carolina and we had a family friendship with Pat Summitt, it was always like North Carolina or Tennessee, North Carolina or Tennessee. But neither one ever felt right. And I remember feeling like I want to play for him the first time that Coach Arima called me.
Shay, women's basketball, for lack of a better term, over the past few years, you know, had been kind of top heavy in terms of, you know, four or five teams really dominated. How great was it to see Arizona's run and maybe showing that an unheralded program can grow pretty quickly and make it through to the national championship game?
It was wonderful to witness that. Adia Barnes is a close friend of mine, mother of young children. Her husband's on her staff. You know, she was a great player. And, you know, she took over that program just 5 years ago and has changed it completely. So to witness that being done, and like you said, an environment where pretty much it's four or five teams every year, I think has given hope to a lot of players who may want to go somewhere to build a program, and to a lot of coaches who want to take over a program and bring it up to an elite level in a national conversation. So witnessing that just lets you know it can be done.
Yeah, talking to new Vanderbilt women's basketball coach Shay Ralph. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've got to think there's millions of people who are now Adia Barnes fans, maybe who didn't know much about her, you know, like a month ago, right? I mean, and Ari McDonald, by the way, what a fun run. And I agree. I feel like the parity, the talent level is increasing out there. Better coaching. I mean, you know, the game's growing. Shea, you mentioned, your team now, you've got to build trust with your team. You've got signees. Do you feel good about it's a good class coming in terms of recruiting rankings? Do you feel good about retaining that class? And then, two players in particular I think could be possibly, foundational players would be Jordan Cambridge, Brené Alexander. I mean, have you been able to, to talk to everybody and get a feel for, who's in for next year?
I have, and first of all, we have a wonderful group of young women, full of personality, full of desire to get better and to win, completely committed to our program here at Vanderbilt, completely committed to the process of doing the things that we say we want to do. So I have spoken to our team, I have spoken to our commits, and they are all in, and I just can't wait to get on the floor with them. I haven't been able to do that yet, but that will come. That will come, and I'm excited to do it.
Shea, Gino is such a transcendent, personality and coach, just going beyond women's basketball and, gets into the discussion of being one of the greatest coaches of any sport at any time. But take us, beyond the, beyond the court. What makes Gino that's, made UConn so successful?
He has a sixth sense for people and for driving people to be great and understanding that every person needs something a little bit different. And it really is a sixth sense. He can tell right away what somebody needs, and he knows how to push buttons, and he's just really good at that. Beyond that, he's relentless in his pursuit of learning his craft, constantly watching film, constantly drawing up plays. He's a quintessential coach, right? The napkin drawing person, that's him. And winning, it's not enough for him to win. We win a lot. Sometimes a 30-point win at UConn feels like a 30-point loss, depending on how we played. And it's not winning the game. It's chasing perfection, chasing that perfect game. We play against the game of basketball there. We didn't play against the opponent. And so our players started to understand it's not necessarily the fact that we scored points or more points than the opponent or we won this game. It's how well did we play as opposed to how well we can play. And that's how we set the bar every day to continue to get better. So it's different in that I think, it's always, it seems like we win a lot, but it's never enough. You don't win a national championship every year. It's a failure every year.
Shea Ralph, Vanderbilt's new women's basketball coach, has been our guest. Shea, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it, and we're very excited to watch this story unfold.
Thank you so much, guys, and I can't wait to meet you in person hopefully one day, and I appreciate you having me on today.
That sounds great. Thank you so much, Shea Ralph, Vanderbilt's new women's basketball coach. And when we come back on Robbie and Rex Road, it will be Call Your Shot Friday.